Mayor Burt first came on, one of his goals was to really open up the process for businesses to become more engaged in doing bids and contracts with the city, with a specific focus on diverse businesses. So over the past year, we've been doing a series of workshops called Doing Business with the City, which brings people together to understand the bidding and contracting process, how they can engage with different civic facilities and civic agencies and departments. So it's really focused on just being more open, more transparent with the process in the hopes of getting more women and minority businesses engaged.
And so this is doing more than just renting the Tivoli or the Memorial Auditorium, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's really about educating people about the opportunities that are available. A lot of people probably don't know that we offer over 100 jobs to outside businesses, and we put about $400,000 into the local economy through local businesses that work through our facilities.
Such as? What type of businesses?
Anything from security to stagehands to concessions, which is actually out to bid right now.
And this is for the Tivoli or the Memorial Auditorium?
Yes, both Memorial and Tivoli.
So these businesses or business would come in and, as you say, would do the concessions or perhaps clean up after a concert activity. So it's not necessarily involved on how to rent a facility for a wedding or an anniversary or a party.
I think that will be part of it too, because that's a big part of what civic facilities does. You know, they provide space for local promoters and local organizations to do different things in the community. I mean, everything from a wedding shower up to the symphony, you know, all types of organizations use the facilities. But what we want to do is really to just make it broader and more open for the community to understand how to rent, to get contracts, to bid on the concessions contract, and to be more engaged.
Well, how does one know what bids are being offered? How do they seek that information?
Well, the city is pretty consistent at posting bids on www.chattanooga.gov. There are bids there now for painting projects, sewer projects. The concessions bid is still up there. So there are lots of opportunities available, and those usually are updated on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And there's a whole team of people in purchasing who can give you information about how to apply for those opportunities.
And are these bids made by going to a particular office, or are they done online?
They usually are done on paper. You would turn them in by a specific due date. They're all opened at the same time, and then whatever department or group in the city that put the bid out is involved in making the decision about who's awarded the bid.
Okay, and again, this is Doing Business with the City, the Tivoli and Memorial, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, and this is Tuesday, June 17th at 11:30 a.m., and lunch will be provided too, I see. Now, also understand that there are special discounts for nonprofits. I bet there are quite a few nonprofits that did not know that.
Yes, and we have a number of nonprofits that we work with, Chattanooga Symphony, Chattanooga Boys Choir. There's a lot of different dance companies here in town. So whether you're a school or a church or another nonprofit organization that has an event that could be staged at our Robert Kirk Walker Community Theater, which we're really trying to get people aware of, it's a 700-seat newly renovated theater, great for nonprofits.
And it's in the Memorial Auditorium.
Yes, that's correct.
How do these bids also go out in terms of recreation centers as well?
Yeah, there are lots of opportunities that show up for painting, maintenance. There was a recent roofing bid at a recreation center and a bid to put in an elevator. Really, the city is a huge purchaser of all types of goods and products and services. And many people have just wondered, you know, how do I get involved or how can my business benefit? So that's the reason why we've been doing these Doing Business with the City workshops. Over the past year, we've really pushed to get women and minorities, the disabled, veterans, all of those types of business owners involved. And right now we're at 7.2%, and we have a goal of 14% plus, and I think we're going to reach that in the very near future.
Yes. And this Doing Business with the City event is really twofold. We want folks to come out and consider renting Tivoli or Memorial or Robert Kirk Walker Community Theater for their events. We just had a law firm reach out to us, and they want to rent the Tivoli lobby for an educational program that they're going to have coming up soon. So either renting the facilities or doing business with us, whether it's stagehands, security, concessions, plumbing, all sorts of things happen at these facilities every day.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
For more information about how to register for doing business with the city, log on to onstage@chattanooga.gov. For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.